from the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois. This is the Closing Market Report. It is the 10th day of February 2012. Happy birthday to my brother Rob. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets, not with Mike Zuzulo. He joined us on Monday. Kurt Kimmel will be here in his stead this afternoon. Kurt, of course, with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and will help us look at the futures markets. And then a bit later in the program, we'll talk with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey and the Prairie Research Institute to discuss the agricultural weather forecast. Along the way, I'll delve back into the bases with you, and Scott Irwin with a discussion of just what the job of basis is and how it manages the flow of grain throughout the marketplace. And we'll do all that as we make our way through this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. That's public radio for the farming world. You're the public, and I'm going to ask you one more time to dial in at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. More on that as we make our way through the program.
This stock and commodity report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal, providing clients with the latest market information based on research by ADM Investor Services and other independent sources. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
In Chicago on this Friday afternoon, futures finished like this. The nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat at $6.30 down 16. It was the May at $6.38 down 17 and a quarter. And July soft red, $6.48 down 19 and a half cents. March corn today, 5 1/4 cents lower, $6.31 3/4. The May at $6.35 down 6. And July contract, $6.39 1/4 down 6 1/2. September futures, 8 1/2 cents lower at $5.84 1/2. December futures at $5.59 3/4 in the corn pit, down 8 1/4 on the day. March bean futures at $12.29 settlement price, up 1 1/2 cents. May futures at $12.37 1/2, a penny and a half higher. July contract, $12.47, up 1 1/4. And August futures, $12.45 3/4, up a penny and 3/4. September beans settled $12.41 1/4, up a penny and 3/4. November at $12.39 1/2, up 1 cent for the day. Bean meal futures at $3.20 were down a dollar. Bean oil at $52.53, a penny lower on the afternoon. Live cattle futures finished the February contract at $123.95, down $1.22 1/2. April at $126.80, down $1.40. March feeders at $153.62 1/2, $1.52 1/2 lower. The April at $155.75, down $1.50. And February lean hogs on the day at $86.85, down 45 cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil futures at $98.85 a barrel, down 99 cents. April futures at $99.21. That's a buck and 3 cents lower. Ethanol futures at $2.21 2/10, down a penny and 9 tenths on the afternoon. And heating oil finished at $2.47 4/10. That's just about unchanged on the day. Rather, heating oil finished at $3.18 7/10. That's down 2 1/10 for the day. Gold futures at $1,723.30 an ounce, down $15.70. The dollar at 79.1. That's up 0.55. And the CRB index at 312.14, down 3.36 for the day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the afternoon. A 40% chance of snow, cloudy, a high near 36 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 15 to 17 miles an hour, gusting to 24. Tonight, scattered flurries before 9, cloudy, a low of 14 degrees, wind chill values between negative 2 and 8. It'll be blustery with a north-northwest wind at 17 to 23 miles an hour, a gust as high as 33 this evening. Saturday, sunny skies, a high of 23, a wind chill between negative 3 and 7. Blustery all day long with the north-northwest wind at 16 to 21, gusting to 30. And Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 10 degrees. Wind chill values between negative 3 and 5. Northwest winds between 13 and 15. Saturday night, gusting as high as 21. Sunday, sunny skies, a high of 29 degrees. West-northwest winds between 11 and 15. They'll gust all the way to 21. And Sunday night, partly cloudy. A low of 19 degrees on Monday. A 40% chance of snow, cloudy. A high of 33. Monday night, snow likely. A cloudy day. Cloudy evening, that is. A low of 27 degrees. And then on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 38. We'll have more on the weather when we get to the bottom of the half hour.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Before we get started with Kurt Kimmel this afternoon, I want to take time to ask you to dial this number at 217-244-9455. It really does make a difference when you do that. We come to you a few times a year because this is publicly funded radio and because we're talking to both our commercial affiliates and to our public station here locally, the station that we broadcast from. We'd like you to dial that number in right now in support of the agricultural programming, including the Closing Market Report, Commodity Week. If you happen to listen on willag.org or in the morning to our pre-opening and opening market reports and everything in between, including that really great newsletter that Dave Dickey does, and it makes a difference to the way you market your crop, then maybe you can help us out at 217-244-9455. This is really quick and simple and easy to do. You do it just by dialing in. I'd like to introduce our brand new station manager, Bob Colquhoun is with us. Thanks, Bob, for taking the time.
It's great to be here. I can't believe how much information is available on our airways today with all the Closing Market Report information. It is amazing. But right now, the most important number we really want you to hear is 217-244-9455. Oh, the number.
You know, you got all kinds of numbers in your head.
All kinds of numbers, and you're dealing that with me. And we have a $60,000 goal for this drive. You can be part of our solution by giving us a call and, you know, stating a pledge and showing your support to this station, WILL, Illinois Public Media. It's great to be here with you, Todd. Your voice, the information. And I tell you what, I got one of those baseball caps that says Ag on there that Dave Dickey gave me.
Yeah.
And boy, that is really well received out in our area.
Yeah, you've got one of the Will Ag hats.
Yeah,
those are great things.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I get stopped and people tell me how great you guys are. So it's really good to be sitting here with both you and to talk to our listeners.
Hey, Dave, speaking of him, he's in studio with us. Dave Dickey is with us, too, your director of Ag Programming. Hi, Dave, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing very well, Todd.
Well, you know, we put all kinds of things on, and you're out and about in the community pretty consistently doing our Ag Outlooks in the evening and put together our weekend newsletter and our all-day Ag Outlook. We sold out of our tickets already.
We did.
Yeah.
Sell out 350 tickets. But you know what, Todd? The thing of it is, we built this service on the idea of a partnership. And as a partnership, our ability to provide information is only as good as our listeners can help us make it with their contributions. And now's the time for them to do their part. You know, we like that $120 level. We feel that's fair market value for the service.
You bet we
more
do.
Is less. more is less.
More is great. Less is fine.
That would be the thing I'm trying to say. But do your part.
We understood.
Now.
That's the scary part about it.
I know you guys do. 217-244-9455, the number to call. That's just $10 a month. Probably spend at least that much to get connected with your email.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, whatever you do, dial in right now at 217-244-9455. It's really quick, simple, easy to do. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We're looking to you because really we're a partnership with you, and we hope that you feel that way, that we're kind of a productive partner in your business. If that is the case, dial in right now with your pledge of financial support. Again, 217-244-9455. If you're listening after the fact, we don't let you out of that either, so you can just go to willag.org. That's willag.org to make your pledge. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, has been waiting patiently to talk with us about the marketplace this afternoon. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you, Todd.
Hey, well, usually we talk to you on a Monday, but you get to wrap up the week for us. So why don't you go through what you thought happened this week and a little bit about the USDA reports and how they made things move.
Well, the week was starting was kind of not eventful. Everybody waited for the report. That was sort of a highlight for the week and probably highlight for the month other than the USDA outlook meetings here as we go into the last part of the month. But for the most part, the trade got the numbers. Trade acted on the numbers right away. And as the day went on and they deciphered the numbers and took some positions on, we ended up sort of fading the optimism that we saw first thing on Thursday morning. For the week, we did see the corn market record a daily price reversal to the downside after the report and finish with a weekly price reversal to the downside. Same thing in the soybean complex. And finishing on a weak note. We're probably in a position now technically to see the market drift a little lower. We're in a situation where the fund sort of received some sell signals here and acted on those sell signals. The momentum indicators have turned down. Cyclically, cycle counts point to some type of low here next week or the week after. So we're not bearish by all means, but feel we could see the market drift a little lower here over the short term. And oftentimes, when you look at the old seasonalities, we do get some type of little February low, and we kind of feel the market might be in that position here. And until we see a little bit more solid demand come forward. Finishing up the week, we did see Egypt come in by 240,000 tons of U.S. corn. China stepped in by 120,000 tons of U.S. beans. So further price erosion will be met with some end-user covering, Todd.
Are you looking forward to the end of March and the grain stocks report to see whether we can settle out the feed and residual numbers and what that might do to the marketplace?
Oh, boy, yeah. These reports becoming more and more critical here, especially stocks, as you mentioned there, because we're dealing with real strong basis levels. And, you know, either producers just real tight holder here or there's just not that inventory out there. You know, every day we talk about and hear about, you know, corn piles aren't there. The grain bin's empty. And elevator guys are telling they bought about all the grain around that's been for sale, but yet they haven't bought any new crop at all, hardly at all. So we'll see where we're on the stocks. But probably more importantly will be the acreage. Some real mixed opinions on acres. When you go to these meetings, you'll hear different ideas from different areas, but for the most part, it continues to feel like we're going to have a few more acres of corn here. And when you put a trend line yield or close to a trend line yield on that, you know, some guys may argue, well, a lot more acres, you won't have trend line, but I'm quite confident the producer's going to do a good job farming, and these hybrids are pretty good. And you keep demand steady, raise a little bit, you know, new crop corn carryout could get up to this 1.5, 1.8 area fairly quickly, whereas the beans, on the other hand, when you look at just same amount of acres or maybe a little extra acres, the little stronger demand base in the beans, that bean carryout might not be as burdensome as the corn carryout when you look at 2012 production, Todd.
Hey, so much. Thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to having you here in the studio about 4:30 this afternoon for Commodity Week.
Always enjoy it, Todd.
All right. We'll see you soon. That's Kirk Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. He'll be one of our panelists in studio today to take up Commodity Week. Our guest, by the way, Ed Ossett, who is the Grain Marketing Specialist at Minnesota.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 95 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, you know, we do Commodity Week, we do the Closing Market Report, the pre-opening and opening market reports, our Ag Outlook, the all-day Ag Outlook meeting, our newsletter, and a whole bunch of other things, including an app for the phone so you can see us, a regular voicemail for the phone so you can call in anytime you'd like, and get information from willag.org. It's all part and parcel of the leadership that Dave Dickey has given us since 2003. We thank him for all that work, and we'd like you to join us in thanking him, too. Hope that it is important enough to you to do so at 217-244-9455, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, because you are the public in public radio, and this is a service of a public radio station. About 40% of our funding comes from you, and without it, it just doesn't work, and we really need to have you on hand. Dave Dickey is in studio with us. Dave, thank you so much for the time you spend on agriculture each and every week.
Thank you very much, Tom. You know, the idea here is that with the right agricultural information delivered in a timely fashion, that our producers can gain the edge that they need to put more money in their back pocket. That's, in a nutshell, the premise that we built this service on, with all these different kinds of platforms to deliver information. But it has a price. And now is the time for our listeners to help us out so we can continue to build the service. 217-244-9455 is the number to call with their gift of agricultural support. We like that $120 level.
You bet.
Less is fine. More is great.
That's it. There you go. That's it. You got it. Hey, Bob Colquhoun is in. He's our brand new station manager. Comes to us from Florida and some other places, right?
That's correct. And it's great to be here. What I'm learning today, though, it is really all about the numbers for this listening audience that you have right here.
Markets and weather, baby. That's what we do.
That's it. And, you know, some of the numbers that we have here is we're looking for a $60,000 goal. We're looking for 400 people to call us, and if we do get 400 people to call us, the food co-op is going to donate 8 meals to some people that need that, which is great. The phone number, another number, 217-244-9455. You should make your way over to the phone and give us a call and state a pledge. I do want to thank a couple people that are listening to the agricultural programming. That's Joseph Giblin and Ruth LeBee, Leon Insert, and Dawn and Carolyn Mullally.
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 Yeah, absolutely.
You know, coming from an Irishman, and I got my tongue.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Dawn and Carolyn. It's great to be here, and you guys do wonderful work.
Hey, thank you so much. We're so glad to have you on board, and we're looking forward to working with you over the coming years. It's a good thing to have the place coming up to steam with all of our positions filled, and we're really looking forward to having you on board and making sure that you, the listener, on board with us as well at 217-244-9455. It does make a difference, and we thank you for your efforts and making that phone call right now. American Express, Visa, Discover, a MasterCard. You can just call in and pledge. However you do it, make sure that you pledge your support for the ag programming at WILLAG.org.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of 5 new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Basis as it relates to the commodity markets has a pretty easy definition. It's the difference between the futures price and the cash price. Here's a very simplified example. The futures price for a given commodity in Chicago is $10. The local price for that commodity in Champaign, Illinois is $9. The basis in this case is $1 under the price in Chicago. It could very well be $1 over somewhere else, say Omaha, Nebraska. The definition then is the difference between the futures price and the local cash price. This says nothing about the job of basis. Here's Scott Irwin, ag economist from the University of Illinois.
In simple terms, the job of the basis is to make sure that the right amount of grain gets stored through the marketing year so that we, A, don't run out at the end of the year, or B, that we have enough to get us through until the next harvest. That's the job of the basis, to give us those storage signals.
The job of basis is to make the current supply last until the next shipment, harvest, arrives. The job of the futures is to set the price. Futures markets set price, basis manages flow. Once in a while, the futures market is, well, just too low, and basis punches above it and encourages the flow of grain. It happens, but not usually for very long periods of time, at least in the Midwest, as it pertains to the primary row crops like corn and soybeans. This year, well, that one's very odd. The local price of corn has been above the price in Chicago just about everywhere since harvest. Offhand, it tells you that the price in Chicago has been set too low, but gives no reason for why. It does not, however, suggest that there isn't enough grain around to make it to the end of the year. Remember, basis takes the price in Chicago and manages the flow of grain so that there is enough to make it to the end of the year. Again, here's Illinois' Scott Irwin.
Well, the cash markets are where actual commercial transactions between buyers and sellers are going on all the time. and there's clearly been upward pressure on cash prices, probably due to some combination of tight producer holding of available stocks and some underestimation of feed use in recent months.
The thought here is that USDA has underestimated the feed usage and that those fundamentals have been transmitted into the futures market. The cash market, on the other hand, has been operating with a different feed usage number, pushing prices higher on the increased demand in hopes of regulating usage, a flow, to accomplish the task of making it to the next corn harvest before the corn in the bin runs out. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for Stock and Commodity Reports on Illinois Public Media comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, now hosting risk management seminars. A complete list of seminars is at sfarmmarketing.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Friday afternoon. I'm so happy to be in studio this afternoon with Bob Colquhoun. He's the new station manager here at our home station, which is WILL in Urbana-Champaign. Dave Dickey, your director of ag programming for Illinois Public Media, is in studio with us as well. And we're all here for a good reason because, well, we need you to dial in a number, 217-244-9455. We're looking for about 400 folks, $60,000 over the, I think the duration of this one is, what, 5 days? Something like that along those, yeah, through Tuesday of this week. And if you have not called in before or if you have already, here's the deal. You know, we've been doing pretty well over the last 3 years. The rest of the economy suffered a little bit. So if you can reach into the back pocket and do it again and you already have, why not? Why not? And you know full well that when you're not doing so well, because I've done it, that we've done this in the past and said, you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. Don't bother. We'll tell you. But I'll say, you're suffering, and don't bother. And that's just the way it works. It's the really way it works in my mind. And right now, we need your help. So how about reaching back in? 217-244-9455. That's the number to call. It's important that you do so. It's important that you pledge your support for agriculture. When you call in, tell them ag. Make sure you do that. And they probably will ask. I think they do. But make sure that you tell them one way or the other, and you can do it quickly and easily and simply. And it's just a 217-244-9455 number, isn't it, Dave Dickey?
It's just that easy. Another number to remember is that we have had a commitment here at WILL to agriculture for more than 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe the very first broadcast, maybe the very first day of broadcast,
it was,
we put on a piece called Turning Cream into Gold. So all the way back there, more than 80 years ago, we were already thinking about marketings and trying to put money in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been our mantra and our pledge ever since.
You know, we've been giving numbers on the radio station. I was listening to some early things since 1935. We produced in 1972, the first 50 years. Mm-hmm. And in 1935, we started to give the numbers on WILL, and we have given them ever since. Every business day of the year, Bob. It's a long history.
You're talking about turning into gold and the cream into gold. I'm thinking about what our listeners could do right now by turning us into gold by giving a call at 217-244-9455. Go to that $120 level, which everybody in ag seems to like. That's the what you're driving. What did you say again? More is greater, less is okay, something to
yeah,
that effect.
That's it.
You know, so, you know, give us a call and state a pledge. Make sure you say that you're an ag listener. I tell you, the people that I've met in this area, all you have to do is drive around and you can see quality in the field. You can see really good, strong soil. And I bet you guys all understand that. So understand we need your help. A call to 217-244-9455.
It's National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. The first cream cheese in the U.S. is generally believed to have been produced by William Lawrence in New York in 1872. But references to cream cheese date back to at least 1754 in England and even earlier, 1651 in France. On this day in agricultural history, in 1835, Victor Henson was born, an oceanographer. He coined the term plankton, Greek for wanderer or drifter, for the tiny organisms found in water. Practically all animal life in the sea is ultimately dependent on plankton. In 1846, Ira Remsen was born. He was an American chemist and the co-discoverer of saccharin, the artificial sweetener. He accidentally discovered its taste while eating dinner rolls. After a long day at the lab, he noted the rolls at first tasted sweet and then bitter. But Remsen's wife tasted nothing strange, leading Remsen to lick his fingers and discover the bitter taste of chemicals he had been working with, and saccharin was born. And in 1944, Frances Moore Lapp was born. She was the author of the best-selling Diet for a Small Planet, which indirectly encouraged a vegetarian diet by demonstrating that raising animals for food was an inefficient use of resources. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Hey, are you dialing that number right now? I hope so. It's 217-244-9455. Please do so. It really makes a difference. Listening to the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in studio this afternoon. And on the phone line with us is Jim Angel. He's the Illinois State Water Survey State Climatologist located at the Prairie Research Institute right here on campus. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good afternoon, Todd.
Oh, you're going to tell me it's going to get really cold, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's not good news. This is just the beginning. It's about freezing mark right now, and I was just outside, and it was kind of like rain changing over to snow at this point. We won't see much snow accumulation this afternoon, probably less than an inch, if that. But it's going to get colder, and it's going to get windier. By tomorrow, the daytime high will be 23, but the wind chills will be down in the -3 to +7 mark due to the strong winds. And that's going to be the story for the rest of the weekend. And really on into Monday. So we're going to have another chance of snow on Monday. But the good news is that the temperatures will start to moderate about midweek. So we'll kind of get back to the kind of weather we've been enjoying so far. So this is our taste of some winter weather.
Hey, you think it'll be cold enough long enough to do what the winter's supposed to do in our area, kill a few bugs and create a soil tilt and all that kind of stuff, or do we need a bit more freezing?
Probably a bit more. From past experience, you need about a week of this kind of weather with not only daytime or nighttime lows getting below freezing, but you really need the daytime highs staying at or below freezing as well to freeze up those soils. And there's still, except for maybe the top inch or two for a couple of days, we really haven't had much freezing going on. So by Monday, the soil will be a little crunchy on top, but I don't think it's going to freeze very deep at this rate.
You see a deep freeze somewhere along the lines coming up or not?
Not really. Even the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts are for near to above normal temperatures. So there's nothing really to indicate there that we're going to be in any kind of deep freeze. And even the longer range stuff is also indicating that we're going to continue with the warming trend.
I hate to root for it to be that cold, but I think I'm going to have to.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, Jim Angel, he's with the Illinois State Water Survey, located at the Prairie Research Institute, right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I in studio. One last time, Bob Colkeen is the new station manager. You got a number of people out of call.
Oh, yeah, the number is 217-244-9455. Get on the line. Give us a call. Tell us that you're listening to agricultural programming, how much you enjoy it, and state a pledge. I tell you what, just listening to that weather report, I am pleasantly surprised coming here from Florida that it's been a very mild winter. It's like my warm winter welcome is the way I look at it.
Yeah, don't worry. It's sometime along the line, if you're here long enough, it'll be colder than a son of a gun, won't it, Dickie?
Yes, it will.
All right.
Wait till you get that sub-zero thing going.
Yep. There you go. I'm also a native New Englander, so I know the feeling of cold in the bone.
We don't get that much snow, at least not here.
No.
We don't want that much snow either.
No.
But what we do want is a little green, a little cash if you can dial in right now. 217-244-9455, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Dave Dickey, thank you for being with us this afternoon. We do appreciate that. And to you, Bob Corkeen.
That's been great.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You guys have a nice afternoon. We look forward to Commodity Week. You can hear that on our website after about 6 o'clock this evening. Our guest will be Ed Ussett. He's from Minnesota, the University of, that is, and is their grain marketing specialist. You've been listening to a Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I.